With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. Uncertainty surrounding U.S. biofuel policy and continued trade tensions pushed second quarter profits to multi-year lows for multiple crop trading companies, including ADM and Bunge. Ag equipment manufacturers also warned customers that increasing trade tensions will cause increased equipment prices in the second half of 2025. Reports show ADM posted its lowest second quarter profit in 5 years as trade challenges and uncertain biofuel policies slowed sales and hurt trading and crop processing margins. The company said that full year 2025 adjusted earnings could drop to around $4 a share, the lowest since 2020. ADM, Bunge, and Cargill have reported eroding profits in recent quarters because of ample crop supplies and thinning margins. One report showed adjusted earnings of $1.31 per share for 3 months ending in June, the lowest points since 2018. AGCO Corporation and CNH Industrial also say customers will soon feel the impact of tariffs due to higher prices. USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer says the latest farmland values and cash rent numbers indicate a cooling in year-over-year growth.
Cash rents showing flat value changes year-over-year, but we're seeing the farmers' assessed value of their agricultural real estate increasing by 4.3%.
When breaking down land values by croplands and pastures?
If we separate it out into cropland, still producers assess that cropland increased 4.7% in 2025 to $5,830 an acre. So assessing that cropland is increasing at a greater rate than overall ag land, and pasture land showing an even larger increase at 4.9%, hitting $1,920.
Meyer noted farm real estate values by state reflected year-over-year increases in each of the lower 48 states, led by an 8.4% farmland value increase in North Carolina. A fungus that attacks corn has spread to more than 40 counties in Iowa. Megan Anderson, extension field agronomist with Iowa State University, says southern rust creates reddish-orange patches on corn leaves and blocks sunlight, which weakens the plant and can reduce yields. Anderson says southern rust has shown up in Iowa before, but this year it came earlier and much more widespread.
We've had so many storm systems and so much wind this summer that we've had more movement of those spores from the southern United States up into Iowa. But then we've also had continued activity and hot and humid conditions that it likes that appear to have allowed it to spread further.
Reports of southern rust started coming in mid-July, and Anderson encourages farmers to scout their fields and not only the edges. Fungicides may be an option to mitigate the issue. AccuWeather long-range experts say the transition to autumn will bring cooler air and sweater weather to millions of Americans. Others will be dealing with lingering summer heat, tropical storms, hurricanes, wildfires, or a smoky haze obscuring the sky. Areas in the middle of the country, including Kansas to Wisconsin, will experience very pleasant and calm stretches of fall weather that will be perfect for fairs, festivals, and outdoor events such as harvest. That according to long-range expert Paul Pastelak. Other areas across the eastern and western U.S. will face some stubborn summer-like heat and humidity sticking around this autumn. AccuWeather long-range experts say the warmest weather compared to the historical average will be focused on areas from California to Texas and northward into Oregon and Idaho. The colder air will first arrive and be most pronounced in North and South Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois, and Michigan. Snow flurries will also be possible earlier than normal. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.